I'm down to collab with anyone. If it makes sense, yeah. A lot of the music, probably not.
See, Eric, so stop messaging him. He doesn't
Yeah,
want to
exactly. He just has 50 DMs for me, like, yo, dude, let me hop on a beat, please. Today, we had on a highly requested guest, Steven Diaz, aka the Rapping Realtor. This guy has amassed millions of views for his real estate raps and has taken the industry by storm. Find out how it's affected his real estate business and how he plans to ride this wave into marketing oblivion.
All right, well, here we are, Steven Diaz. Now we've had some big guests on this show: Ryan Serhant, Jordan Cohen, Selling Sunset Folk. You must be the hardest person to track down to get on this show. I mean, you are a, what do you call it, a jet setter? You're on like private jets and shit. I mean, you've just come out, you've blown up over the last couple months in this scene. So thank you so much for being on. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me. My voice is a little under the weather, so sorry.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're putting out like 15 rap videos a week. I would imagine. Like, we need to just get right into this, okay? Because we've had a bunch of people talking about this. Like I said, you just kind of like, it seems like you came out of nowhere in the real estate space. I don't know how long you've been like doing it before, but I guess some of your stuff just really popped off maybe within the last 6 months, maybe to a year.
Last 2 months, actually.
Oh, so not even 6 months. So were you doing this before?
I was not as frequent till recently when I started seeing the traction. Then I started doing it more often.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are you like a professional rapper? Like, this is, you're too
No.
good. You're too good at it.
I just love music. It's a hobby that I've always had for a few years before real estate, and I kind of put it on hold for a little while, and then recently just kind of brought it back out.
So were you trying to make it as a rapper before you got your real estate license? Because Matt and I were talking about this before, just as he said, in far as being too good, where whenever anyone does like these rap parodies or raps or music videos or something, when it's so good, we're like, okay, like this person should just be a rapper at this point or something like that, because you have the voice, you have the cadence, you have the flow, the lyrics are incredible. So were you trying to rap before and then saw real estate as your vessel, or just like walk us through the process as to how this started?
So, like I said, it was a hobby, but obviously anybody doing music hopes that one day they'll have a song like take off, right, and go viral. It never happened before I got my license. Real estate, I focused on real estate, literally put all my equipment in the closet and just put it away for good. Anything I do, I'm a perfectionist. So if I'm gonna mow lawns, I'm gonna be the best. If I'm gonna do music, I'm gonna try to be the best I can. So I take it serious. Like, I really put my time, effort, and go to the studio, do everything professional, so forth. So.
All
What sort
right,
of stuff were you
so
rapping about before real estate? Like, was it just like lifestyle stuff, or did you have a niche back then, or what, like, were
yeah,
you
I'm just
uploading
like,
to SoundCloud? Like, what was your goal?
I had some stuff on Apple Music, SoundCloud, just like normal life stuff, like, starting, my family was, super poor when I was growing up, to now, being able to buy cars, things like that, kind of normal radio stuff that you hear.
Now, I come from a music background as well. Before, I was a touring musician before real estate. So I know studio time and stuff, unless you have a connection, could get expensive, things like that. How much are you kind of spending on this, and are you seeing like a return on investment? And does everyone who wants to kind of get into this space need a big professional studio to do this?
Sounds like you cut out there, but I'm definitely spending a lot of time and money, and like you said, studio production, videos. It does add up for sure, but for me, that's what I want to do with my like marketing budget. Other people will do like billboards, run ads on Facebook, things like that, and that's where I'm just putting my marketing money, in the studio, pretty much.
Sorry to interrupt, but if you're listening, this means you care about real estate marketing. You care about becoming a better agent. And that's exactly why you need to join our new platform, BAMX. We have monthly courses for our members, including my Instagram course, Objection Handling, Green Screens, Captions, and more. You also get access to our exclusive private community for literally a Frappuccino a month. Use code OVERASK for 10% off. There is a link down in the description. What was the first real estate rap that you did? Because you have Dr. Dre, you have Bad Bunny, you have Snoop, you have Lil Wayne. The Drake one obviously popped up. So what was the first one? How'd you come up with that idea? And like, which one popped the most? Yeah.
The first one wasn't even actually like real estate related. I had a song previous called My City, and I just rapped about my city, which is Fresno, California. So I'd made a little video, put it together like, hey, people were wondering why I got into real estate. And the answer is, and I switched it and it's like, I do it for my city. And then it had right. like the little clip. So that was the very first like intro, bringing music and real estate together right there. That was about 2 years ago.
And did that pop off or like, what was the feedback? Okay, got it. So yeah, describe to us the feedback from these first videos, because I got to assume entering a space like this and starting to rap, although obviously you're good, so I'm sure people recognize quickly, like, okay, this is obviously a skillful rapper here. Like, what did other agents think in your brokerage?
Everybody was, you know, there was no negative comments like you're trash and stop or anything like that. I was real hesitant to do it. I mean, it was like a whole different side of me, you know, definitely, but I did it and no one really talked down on it. Actually, my broker liked it and he was like, hey, when's the next video coming out? And that kind of, you know, those positive comments and positive feedback kind of helped me to move on and do another one in the future. So
you popped off like 2 months. What was the first one that like really popped off where you were like,
I heard the most annoying song ever on TikTok and it was just like on my feed, like constantly. And I'm like, wow, like if this guy could blow up off the song. It was like some dude with a mohawk and he was like doing these weird like shh. I'm sure you might have heard
that, right? I know what you're talking about. Like, yeah.
Wow. Like it's every time I would get on TikTok, I just see this dude. So I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna do this and make it a real estate song. So I did it. I was super hesitant. Like literally I did not, it was like in my drafts for like 2 weeks. I did not want to post it. And thank God I posted it. That was the first one that kind of took off and went viral.
How many views did that one get?
To date, I think almost 1 million on Instagram. Yeah.
So are you cross posting these to TikTok and YouTube also?
I am, not as much as I should. For some reason, TikTok, the music, they don't accept it as much. They're more of like skits. They get more positive, more views, more likes, things like that. Skits too. I do skits as well. So.
Oh, nice. Eric, but yeah. Eric had a rap video like from like 8 years ago.
Yeah, I did.
Are we going to be able to put it on here?
I hope so. Can we put it up, Eric?
That thing is privated on YouTube, as everybody knows. It's actually very vulgar and self-deprecating and would not fly in 2023. 2015 was a different time, but my goal was not to become a real estate rapper, Matt, for the record. That was just like, it was called the intro and it was like the intro to The Broke Agent, basically. It was the first video, but it was like a, you know, 3.5 minute YouTube video. And this is before, I think it's even before you could put videos on Instagram. So we just like plugged a picture and then linked it to YouTube. Got like 20,000 views on YouTube, actually, which now that's an enormous amount. Back then, it's like you could pop off on YouTube way easier. But I want to ask, like, what's the sustainability of something like this? Because, you know, I've seen a lot of people kind of come up with a shtick, and I don't want to call this a shtick because obviously you're a great rapper. But like, how long do you think you could keep this thing going? Is this something that like you're going to be the real estate rapper for the next 5, 6, 7 years? Or is this like kind of a means to a music career? Or is this a means to grow your real estate business and kind of branch off?
So to be honest, I'm not sure. Like I said, it happened so fast that I really haven't had a lot of time to, you know, put a lot of thought into it. I just know that it's working. So I'm just continuing to do, you know, in my opinion, better videos, better lyrics, more, you know, popular songs, so that, you know, it doesn't die out. But I'm just going to keep doing that and see where it heads to, you know?
Yeah. The good thing is it's the ultimate trend, Jack. Like anytime there's a new video or there's like a new popular rap song, you could obviously just do mm-hmm. that, right? So it's like you are getting constant, you know, reel and TikTok ideas from that, which yeah. is pretty cool.
Actually, so I got so many requests, like when's the album dropping and right. things like that. So I actually have two songs that like mm-hmm. aren't a remake and they're going to be coming out. I can put them on like Spotify, Apple Music, and they're going to be like original songs, my own beats, things like that. And they're real estate related. So people will be able to go download them from like the Apple Music store.
That's so epic. Like,
yeah.
Like imagine you literally become like this real estate rapper and you're just at like fucking Coachella. Just like
you're at the Tom Ferry conference.
There's just like a bunch of real estate. like there's so much you could do with this. And you're already like performing at conferences, right?
Yeah. I've recently, like I said, within the last couple months, I've been to Chicago, Arizona, Vegas.
LA. Wait. So are people flying you out and paying you? Like, are you speaking at brokerages, conferences? Like, walk us through this, how this goes down, where someone reaches out to you and you're performing.
I'm getting a lot of people reach out. Some are brokers, some are agents, and just to show up at a party, show up at a conference, maybe speak a little bit about social media, my story, do a song or two. They're pretty much just paying for my travel, not really, you know, paying me at the moment. But, you know, eventually that'd be something that I'd like to do as well. So
what's the real estate crowd like at these conferences or brokerages? Are they like bobbing to your music? Do they know the lyrics? Are they weirded out? Like, what are they doing?
Actually, yeah, I've had people come from like 2 hours away, take a selfie, singing the songs with me. It's been wild. Definitely. Yeah, definitely been wild.
That's crazy. That's so sick. Can you imagine some maniac realtors just once they're like off the job, they're just driving in their car, rapping real estate lyrics after hours? Oh my God.
Like,
the person driving 2 hours to see the real estate rap too. That person's obviously a huge fan. And what I've seen, which is really cool with your music, is agents are using the audio of your music for their own videos. So it's almost become like a real estate theme song. Like you're wearing the shirt right now, the realtor, will you do something for me song?
Yeah.
I've seen that used in thousands of real estate audios and people actually like lip syncing to it or just having it on in the background or actually doing their own music video to it, which is really cool. So you're creating original audios that people are using.
Yeah. Every time I open my own phone and start scrolling, I'm like, oh, There's my song. It's wild.
Yeah, it's crazy. Do you have like a bank of songs? Because I guess you do some that are like, I don't know. I guess it's not a parody, but it's like, well, maybe. Is that what it's called, a parody? Because it's like different what you do.
A cover?
A cover.
Yeah. It's more a cover than a parody. Yeah. So do you have like a list of songs that you want to cover next? And then how do you figure out what you want to do?
Yeah, so I mean, whatever's kind of viral, you know, if it's already viral, then I just have to change the lyrics around and chances are it's going to go viral. Also, people are already using it, you know, and on TikTok, on Instagram. So once I change over the lyrics, some of them, like, I'm like, oh, this is a good song, but I just can't change it to like real estate. So I'll be like, okay, on to the next, you know? So,
right. Yeah. And that's a good, thing to say, because like sometimes people just like go down this rabbit hole and it's just going nowhere. So you have to learn when to just like, okay, this isn't happening. Let's move on to the next.
Yes, sir.
For sure. How many people are like messaging you now wanting to collab? Like, cause they can rap too. Like every day.
Yeah. People send me lyrics. And, yeah.
You know who's good? Sean Romano, Sean Sells, Florida. Have you checked his stuff out? He's a good rapper also.
I haven't. So a lot of people sent me that comedian. He had like a ponytail, did like a Drake song. I don't know if you guys seen that one floating around.
I've probably seen it. I don't know. If you go to my tagged photos, there's a lot of raps and songs and like parodies and stuff. That's a good place to search for it. But yeah, Sean Sells Florida is really good too. He does like, I'm trying to think, he did this. He did a T-Pain song. I don't know if it was Buy You a Drink or something like that, but he had an entire like 4 or 5 minute music video that I thought was really good. Yeah. I think a lot of people want to know, including us, like, obviously your social's blown up. You're over 40,000 on Instagram now. So are you getting agent to agent referrals from these videos? Like, how has your real estate business changed from these raps?
It's definitely picked up a lot, especially how the market kind of changed this year. My last listing was from social media, and pretty much every day I'm getting someone reach out, whether it's a client or an agent. Yesterday I had someone reach out in Florida. I'm showing houses in Fresno for somebody that lives in San Jose. So it's definitely picked up a lot, and hopefully it keeps picking up more.
Are your clients like hiring now? Like, is a seller hiring you knowing that you could do a rap video about their specific listing, or because you have a large social following? Like, what's that conversation like with potential sellers?
I definitely let them know that there's going to be a lot of eyes on the property, and I do have a large following. Everyone I've worked with, amazing. Some people are like in my skits, you know, so they pretty much know what's going on. But yeah.
It's pretty crazy. So what was your business like before? And so has it like really picked up, and how long have you been an agent for?
It's going to go on 3 years now. Yeah. Okay. My business was pretty good. My first year, I think I did 15, second year, 18 solid homes. Yeah. So, yeah, hopefully, you know, more this year. Just keep going up.
That's badass.
Go ahead, Matt.
No, go, Eric.
Is it mostly agent to agent referrals? Like when you said the person reached out in Florida, is this like another agent? Cause those are the people who are sharing your videos mostly, right? It's other agents.
Yeah, so it's mainly like a lot of agent attraction.
Yep.
For sure.
Which is amazing, because I get that too. Like I did, I think, 5 million last month in agent referrals. People overlook that so much. Like, it's crazy what it can do.
Mm-hmm. Before, 2 months ago, no one would send me anything, right? And now
I know the power of social and social credibility, what it can do for you. Is amazing. Mm-hmm. A lot of people sleep on that. What do you got in the docket? What are you doing, collabs? What's going on next? Is there a big
I'm just, like I said, I'm just focusing on those two songs that I'm gonna be releasing, doing videos, trying to plan like how to release that, how to introduce that, you know, kind of blend it into what I'm already doing.
The cool thing about your videos also is that they sustain like watch time, because you don't just put out a video and that's it. You use the audio throughout like the next couple weeks, right? So a lot of people think they only have one chance for a video to get views, but I feel like you do multiple music videos. So walk us through the creative process of that. Like, are you actively thinking, how do I elongate the life of this video? Or like, what do you do for each one?
Yeah, for sure. I think some people get discouraged when they drop a video and it doesn't do well. So I'll actually drop, say the video is like a minute and a half, I'll try to separate it into like 3 30-minute segments and drop them at different times of the week, you know, different hours of the day, just because it'll get different engagement. And, you know, doing little, you know, little videos to that same audio just in my day-to-day routine. So definitely, you know, I don't just drop it once. I kind of continue to use it throughout, like you said, a couple weeks.
Yeah, I like that about your stuff. It kind of abruptly ends sometimes, and then it's like you got to watch it again because you're like, oh, did I miss? And that's like clever. Mm-hmm. So when you go into the studio for a song, how are you doing the full song, or you're doing like, okay, I'm going to do 3 30-second segments, so I'm going to do a minute 30?
Yeah, so the good thing about what I do, I don't really have to do a full song. That'd be too long. People's attention spans are really short. So I'll just do like a verse and the hook. and that's mm-hmm. it. So that's how I'm able to do so many, is because it's not like a full song with, you know, three hooks, two verses, 16 bars. It's just a shorter version. So it's a little easier to kind of knock it out and move on.
Right. And are you, cause you were a rap, like you've been rapping for a long time. Are you like big into freestyling? Like, is that how you kind of
like
make
Curry,
these?
Like Curry Mac?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. That's a whole different skill set.
Yeah. So I really like, as you can tell by the lyrics, like I literally like put a lot of thought into it. I want it to make sense. I don't want it just to be like mumble rap, things like that. So I really take time to like write the lyrics, make sure it makes sense, that it goes with today's market. So people can, so people can say like, oh, that makes sense, you know? And then if it makes sense, they want to use it in their own post as well. So.
Yeah, for sure. So what is that? Like, I guess some, you just like knock out in like 20 minutes and some take like forever. Is that how kind of goes the process?
Yeah. Pretty much. Once I get in the zone of writing, then I'm just like in the zone. Like I'll say, if I really like the song, like I have to finish this today. Literally, I work on music every day. Like in the morning, coffee, music, every day. Like seriously.
Nice.
It's like another job.
So you time block it?
Almost. Yeah, I mean, pretty much. Just
are you working on other music outside of the real estate niche?
No, just pretty much focused on that. Music in itself is a lot of work. Like, you know, I'm trying to juggle real estate and music. It's like doing two jobs. So
I feel like you could actually, you know, get featured on some songs or do some other like raps outside of real estate soon, because like your social is going to get to the point where you're going to be at 100,000 followers soon because you're growing so fast. You know, kind of like how the Little Dicky route, right? Like he did all these parodies and song parodies mm-hmm. and covers and stuff, and it was all like humor based. And now he's taken seriously as a rapper. So maybe that's in your destination in your future.
We'll see. I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's badass.
Or to get you guys in the studio.
Hey, I'm
yeah. You know, I'll come back.
Come back like Jordan, right?
There exactly. You go.
Yeah,
Crow,
I got
Dr. Clickstein. I could throw in a few bars, right, Matt?
Yeah, I can throw down a couple bars too, Steven. I got people were messaging me about you because I do this like Eminem thing. I'm not good. Like I'm not actually good like
you're
you, good. But I do
I
like.
Did you just post it recently?
I've done like a couple of them. Yeah, oh, there's awesome. Been like I posted I one it. Yesterday.
Uh-huh,
but I don't thank you. But a lot of people were like, "Oh, look at this guy, that's your competition." I'm like, "There's, he's, I'm just trying to sound like Eminem. There's no like competition here." I know. But if you ever need me, like I can throw down a little bit, but I have to sound like Eminem.
All right.
You know what I hear all the time, Eric?
What?
Agents complain that online leads are trash.
You're right. It's so annoying.
It is annoying. Not converting, being non-responsive, etc. Let me let you in on a little secret, Eric.
Okay.
Boomtown was literally designed to overcome those challenges. They know that online home shoppers are further out from transacting maybe 3, 6, even 12 months, Eric, down the road. So Boomtown nurtures those leads for you using proven automated smart drip campaigns.
You know what else I heard? Beyond all of that, Boomtown also monitors your entire database of leads for behaviors that indicate readiness to transact and then engage them for you at exactly the right time. You see everything, everywhere, all at once. Omnipotent, right, Matt? Or omniscient or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, except it's you that's everywhere. And there are no hot dog fingers, whatever the hell those are. So if you're ready to grow your database and have your transactions steadily increase, visit boomtownroi.com/overask. If you haven't yet already, after listening to this podcast for 2 years, you're out of your damn mind. Plus, you'll get $750 in free digital advertising credits. That's boomtownroi.com/overask. It's the best CRM in the game, hands down.
Yeah. And hey, do people accuse you of using ChatGPT? Because I get that constantly and it pisses me off.
I seen one comment one time. Actually, I went to a conference recently to speak, and they were like, "Well, how do you come up with your lyrics?" And I was like, "Oh, ChatGPT." I was like, "No."
Right.
I know.
You could probably copy paste the lyrics to an old song,
yeah,
put it in ChatGPT and say, "Do this," except make it sound like Lil Uzi Vert or something like that, and yeah, then it'll honestly give you a perfect script. So,
yeah, I mean, that's
you should try it.
Yeah,
I guess give you a little inspirational fuel, possibly. That's what we use ChatGPT.
I don't know.
For.
I'm so hesitant to use it for like. I have so much fun creating.
You think it's
going to
attack you?
Well, I just have so much fun creating. I feel like it's going to, I don't know. It like takes some of the luster out of it.
It'd be like too easy. It's too
yeah.
easy.
Right.
I know. Like I like being stumped wheels. And trying to think of something, you know?
Yeah, like, it's like a challenge. Like making a song for me is like a challenge for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all, and do you, so for your original songs, did you make the beats or is the producer making those?
Yeah, no, there's like different websites where you can lease them or buy them. So
oh,
I would
cool.
just go in there, kind of find a beat that I liked. And then once I find the beat, just start the process. It always starts with the beat for sure.
Yeah. Do you sing too or just?
I don't, not at all. Yeah, you guys don't want to hear me sing for sure.
Okay.
Matt sings, well, so Matt can hit the vocals.
Those high notes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, I'm a good rapper and singer for a realtor. I'm not actually good, you know?
Yeah. And I try to stay
in the kingdom of the blind, the one-eyed realtor rules.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I try to stay away from like auto tune, things like mm-hmm. that, you know, just trying to keep it real. Yeah.
I could do E40, Matt. So you could do Eminem. I could do E40 and then Steven can do, you know, just the normal raps.
There you go.
You know who E40 is?
No, I don't know who that is.
Okay, yeah, I could tell.
I'm a big Eminem fan, obviously. Love, you know, Jay-Z, Dr. Dre. I like Macklemore, but I feel that's not very cool. But
that's
I like
not cool
him.
At all.
Yeah.
Macklemore won Album of the Year over Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah. Oh, Kendrick Lamar is also badass.
Like 2014 or 15 or something like that. And everybody was pissed. And I think that kind of like sunk Macklemore. There's a little bit more drama.
You know what? There's
that.
Something about his voice. I love, there's something about that like timbre of his voice that I really like.
Yeah. He's kind of fallen off recently.
He has fallen off.
Steven Diaz is more popular than him. Well, Steven, do you have a rap name?
Yeah, what is
it? No, I just Steven Diaz.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I
like your voice. I like your voice a lot. It's very it's like butter. It's like butter, you know, just kind of it's very smooth. Yeah. Like, that's the kind of rap I don't like when it's too aggressive, you know? Mm. I like Eminem, but I don't know. I'm just contradicting myself, but I like how smooth your voice is. Like I was listening to it just before we got on.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's get into this merch right here. I see realtor with 3 R's, hat and shirt. Is this something that people could purchase? Are people purchasing it? Do you have a store or are you just repping your brand?
Yeah, I'm just kind of, you know, marketing myself. I made a couple just to test it out and I'm getting a lot of requests for it. So I probably will in the near future have it available. But right now I mainly just rock it myself.
For sure. I wonder if like realtor is huge with copyright. And I wonder if you adding those 2 R's actually gets rid of that copyright because I used to have you're good.
I'm looking into it right now.
Okay. Got it. Cause I used to have stuff that said like realtor, or I'm a drinker with a realtor problem or something like that. And then I remember everyone saying that I could get screwed or it could be copyright infringement or they could send me a cease and desist for selling like one shirt.
Yeah.
But
you
never
should copyright
happened.
That. You should copyright that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine he's on the podcast. Our podcast just goes away forever.
Right,
like the whole thing. Because he's wearing realtor.
We get removed from the internet. This is the reason.
That's right.
Yeah, you should copyright that.
Yeah.
That's badass. So like this is, I don't know. I like, because like I said, I was a musician before. So I just like, I don't know. This is like really cool. What do people, cause when I was kind of, and I came up much slower than you, but I would constantly, like I said, like have people who don't do anything in my space. So I do like a lot of comedy skits and they'd be like, "Hey man, we should collab." And I wrote this skit, and like, you get a lot of that. You're saying, do you just like kindly be like, "No thanks," or do you just not respond?
I mean, I'll check it out. You know, I don't ever want to be like, let it get to my head. Like, oh, I have a lot of followers. You know, I'm down to collab with anyone. You know, if it makes sense.
Yeah.
I'll check exactly. It out. Yeah, I'll definitely.
If it makes sense.
It yeah. If it fits sometimes. Like my sense of humor, everyone has different sense. I have like a dry sense of humor, so. If it makes sense, yeah. A lot of the music, probably not, but maybe some skits or something like that.
Yeah. See, Eric, so stop messaging him. He doesn't want to collab.
Yeah, exactly. He just has 50 DMs for me like, "Yo, dude, let me hop on a beat, please. I made a song 9 years ago. It was absolute fire." So the other agents in Fresno, has anyone... No, you've had no negative feedback. You're telling me not one person at a showing has been like, "Oh, it's the rap and realtor guy. Like, what the hell's going on here? Is this guy, you know, like, does he know what he's doing?" Like, no, nothing.
Like when I posted my last sale, they were like, "Oh, he sells too. He's not just right. a rapper," you know. I had one comment, it was like corny or something like that, but
yeah that's nothing.
Yeah, that's not too crazy, but everything's pretty positive. Especially in my city, in my office, everything's been pretty positive.
I mean, there's nothing really to not be positive about. Like, it's fucking good. It's just really
I just know
good.
agents could just be such haters. Like, if someone is getting success, like even you, Matt, like if you're crushing it and you're having all these videos and then you have a $14 million listing and you're selling a lot, I bet there's a lot of jealous agents who are upset they either don't have that talent or didn't come up with something like that. So I don't mean necessarily on social. I meant kind of like in person at showings, or if you walk into like a broker's open or something, are you getting like the side eye or anything?
No, just signing autographs, things like that.
know? Of course, right.
Just signing signing their real estate license. Like
that. Just signing in the actual sign-in sheet and just putting it away and just framing immediately.
He puts a signature in every one.
That's a funny concept for a real estate video, actually. It's just you walking into broker's opens and signing your autograph into the actual slot, and then the agent being like, "What the hell is this guy doing?"
Yeah. Or like when I get to a showing, if there's like people, other parties waiting, they just like move out of the way for me.
Right, exactly. They part the seas like Moses is coming through.
There's like a red carpet that comes out.
That's sick. It just appears. Like you're going to the Grammys.
Yeah, that's badass. Yeah, we should have you perform at the BAMMYs.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to have the
BAMMYs. Yeah, we're going to have an award show called the BAMMYs at some point.
Yeah,
you'll be the headline show.
You'll be up for top music performance for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure. Yeah, that's fucking sick. Yeah, I didn't get a lot of negative comments, and now I'm finding I'm getting more and more, just people, but just like hater comments, or just like you're just like that's just mean. That's not even like clever or funny.
Maybe it's the tattoos. They don't want to.
Yeah. They don't want to. Yeah. See, I'm not
scared.
I'm not scary enough. I don't know what it is, but yeah, they're not. I don't know. Some are just like I read them. I'm like, damn, that's just like really mean. But as you said, Eric.
At the end of the day, like you know, the sounds I'm making are for them. You know what I mean? If you think about it, like they can use them on their pose. They don't even have to have the talent. They don't have to put in the work. They don't have to go to the studio. I put the sound out and it's for everybody. So it's like, you know, in a way I'm helping everyone out to benefit their social media as well. Now they can just go on there, click the sound, make a video, and there's a post, you know? So
yeah.
That's a good way.
It's impressive. I mean, this as a compliment. You've found a way to make real estate rap not cringe. Like if you hear the term real estate rap, most people are probably thinking like, oh, it's just, you know, someone trying to blow up their marketing and then you watch and it sucks. Like you've actually done a good job where you watch and you're like, okay, this is good quality. Like, I want to keep watching this shit. So kudos to you for that. Yeah. That is an impressive feat.
So actually there's a gentleman goes by the name of Miles Minnick. Have you heard of him? Either of you?
No. Is he a real estate rapper?
No. So he's actually a Christian rapper.
Okay.
And he blew up. So I was like, okay, he's the only one doing it that I heard of or that I know of. And his songs, like you said, they're not cringe. He makes songs, he put them out. He's on tour like all over the country. And so when I seen that, that kind of gave me like an idea, like, hey, you know, that's like an untouched field that I could go into and see what happens. So, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe.
The only problem is with the real estate agent audience is it is small, right? There's 1.5 million licensed realtors and dropping, according to the latest NAR statistics. Matt, how about that?
Wow. But that's just in the States.
There's an article on that on nowbam.com. Yeah, that's just in the States. But, you know, however many there are worldwide, say 3 million, 4 million, 5 million, smaller audience, right? Like, can you expand to finance? Can you expand to escrow wrap? Can you expand to house flipping, investing, that type of thing? Because, you know, there is just like a certain amount of people, like even if you capture 10% of the licensed realtors in America, you know, it's only 100,000, 150,000 that are watching your shit. So it's like
it's still
Wembley Stadium. Yeah.
Yeah, if every realtor traveled to London, then that would work.
Yeah, exactly. So
like the realtor, can you do something for me, right? So I don't know if you've seen it, but I did Lander, can you do something for me?
Saw that. I did see that. Genius.
So that kind of, you know, and I've actually seen people take like a song of mine and like it's like houses still selling what recession. And this lady like posted a video and she's like, cars are still selling what recession. So she used like a car salesman and she used the song. And so like the new song that I have coming out, it's called Seller's Anthem. So it's like, regardless of what you sell, phones, cars, houses, whatever, you can listen to it and like, okay, I sell.
Yeah.
The Seller's Anthem. So
that's cool. I was going to say like sales, just in general, anyone working a commission gig, whether it's commission only or commission plus salary, super relatable. Anyone dealing with clients, even like if it's consulting, graphic design, just, you know, client interest, something like that. So
it's got
legs to expand.
You see like the Gary V's and the Grant Cardone's, like the followings they have, if you can tap into that, that'd be huge.
The entrepreneurs, the hustler, grinder stuff. You could perform at the next VCon possibly. VCon just happened.
Yeah, I'm just using it to, you know, build relationships.
Yeah.
You know, as I grow, just build relationships. Like, I'll be in LA, like, hey, Eric, I'm going to crash on your couch, you know.
No, that's not happening. Insane. This guy's just going to crash on my couch. Like, what is going to be like, what the fuck is this guy doing here?
He's in a private.
All realtor gear.
In a private jet 5 days ago. He's going to crash on your couch.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to crash on my couch.
Yeah, you can crash on my Toronto.
Yeah, when he's in the six, he'll swing by you.
I'll take it to Drake's house.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah,
you know, we'll get kicked out. We'll get kicked out of the property, but we can go. We can go up front.
you'll get to the driveway. You know what I do love this about real estate, Matt? You and I have talked about this before, but it is such a great vessel for anything marketing. Like anything goes if you're creative with marketing. And I loved humor. I loved comedy. Sports comedy was kind of already taken with Barstool and plenty of other content pieces, right? Real estate was my vessel for comedy where I was just like, this is perfect. This is untapped. No one else is doing funny shit. I'm going to do something called The Broke Agent and then create a brand through that that hopefully will expand outside of real estate eventually. So love what you're doing. I think it makes complete sense and you're good at it. So good work.
Yeah.
I think definitely anyone like listening should, you know, take their passion and kind of incorporate it with real estate. If you play the guitar, you know, try to figure out how to play the guitar and do real estate and kind of combine the two. That way it's just fun. You know, what you're doing is fun. You enjoy it. And it doesn't seem like a job, So
yeah.
My voice. Yeah.
For sure.
And for sure do it. Cause you love to do it. Don't do it because you think it's going to get you a bunch of views or, you know, people can read through that. Do it because you genuinely want to do it, you know?
Yeah, definitely. What I talked about at the last mastermind that I was at, definitely be yourself, you know? Like, look, I'm rocking my own gear, you know, tattoos, I make pop music, I'm a realtor. Definitely be yourself. People can see when you're fake, when you're trying to be something, you know. I tell everybody, when I first got into real estate, I bought a bunch of suits, Cole Haan shoes.
Nice.
And they're in my closet right now, like just collecting dust. Like,
yo, Cole Haan's kind of fucking, they're comfy though.
Oh, they are, yeah. But yeah, so definitely, you know, be yourself. That's all I can say.
Yeah, badass, man. It's really cool to see the come up and what you're gonna do next. And it's just, you're, like Eric said, you're making it cool because it's a space that was kind of like iffy and everyone was thought it was a little cringy, and you're doing it in such an, it's, you can tell you're putting a lot of effort into it, but you make it look effortless. And I think that's where it kind of all like makes sense and meshes well. So congrats on all the success. We look forward to seeing everything else you do. If you ever want to collab with Eric and I, we got some bars written down.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
I think the people want that for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll have to fly out. Send your jet.
I'll send the jet for you.
All right. I'll see you on my couch next week. Thanks, Steven.
Thanks so much, man. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.